This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Insight, passion, AM 930, The Answer.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition as we broadcast live from our Moss Nissan studio at our Salem Media Group flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, plus 1380 The Biz in Tampa, Florida. We're also broadcasting across America on the Genesis Communications Network and on the Westwood One XDS satellite, and also our Salem Media Group sister affiliate stations and leading independent radio stations out there, too, across the United States of America. And thanks to our military men and women listening around the world, plus our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, and 911 dispatchers, too, for your service to America. And all the people working on the Third Watch tonight, especially the truck drivers out there in some of that god-awful bad weather that's out there, which we'll be talking about. Yeah, we are your voice on the radio helping you get through the night, and we'll be telling you about where all the problems are tonight, and there's plenty of them. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we've got our good friend, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we underscore the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And I had the honor and the privilege of doing saying the pledge tonight, leading the pledge at the Tampa Bay Trump Club. We had a big turnout there tonight, Kyle.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, people are excited again about this election with all the loonies that have jumped into it. Speaking of which, one that's no loonier than anybody else, Bernie Sanders is back in the mix. Your thought?
Well, I would think that the person who's most happy about Bernie Sanders getting back in the race is not a political figure per se, but maybe Larry David, because he'll be going back to Saturday Night Live, I'm sure, to do Bernie Sanders. But that aside, I think that you actually have a very strange situation here, because Bernie Sanders sounded different and unique, for better or for worse, back in 2016. But now, as he said in an interview just earlier, all of these different things that he talked about now seem to be in the Democrat mainstream, essentially.
Yeah, well, let's listen to what Bernie said, because here is exactly what he said.
I'm Bernie Sanders. I'm running for president. And I'm asking you today to be part of an unprecedented grassroots campaign of 1 million active volunteers in every state in our country. Our campaign is not only about defeating Donald Trump, the most dangerous president in modern American history. It is not only about winning the Democratic nomination and the general election. Our campaign is about transforming our country and creating a government based on the principles of economic, social, racial, and environmental justice.
Now, did you hear him say transformation?
Oh, yes. Very much so, Captain. He also used
Socialism.
Well, exactly. He also used the word revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about, you know, finishing the revolution that he started, basically, he said, in 2016. And that got me to thinking, Captain, way back in 1980, when Ronald Reagan made his announcement he was running for president with the Statue of Liberty as a backdrop, Ronald Reagan, who started a revolution of sorts, as it were, too, the Reagan Revolution, but Ronald Reagan came on the scene to put the country back onto its correct course, constitutionally, economically, and so forth. What Bernie Sanders is doing, and others of his ilk, what they're doing, they are completely honest now to say, we're going to transform the country. They want to take away the course the country should be on and put it on some bizarre course, probably this time to the Bermuda Triangle of socialism, basically.
Yeah, well, that's one way to describe it, Bermuda Triangle. And I am speaking, folks, with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And Kyle and I will be on every night this week because Wayne Allen Root is having surgery for kidney stones.
Wow. Yeah, well, we wish him the best, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Now, Nancy Pelosi couldn't be left out of the mix again. She's seeming, I guess, a little bit off in the left field. But she said, and I quote, "No child should be denied a loving home because families that wish to adopt them are LGBTQ. What do you suppose she's throwing that into the mix for again?
Well, I think a lot, especially nowadays, with the political campaign now starting up, and it always starts up earlier and earlier for the presidential election, that's for sure.
I knew she wasn't running for pres.
Well, in terms of getting these kinds of concepts out there and sort of galvanizing the people. But a lot of times it seems sort of like being a panda bear, to be honest.
Yeah, why would you want to run for pres if you're in her position where you're actually in the House of the Congress, the House of Representatives that actually controls the purse strings to the American government?
Well, right, yeah, but again, I think that these ideas are coming out and they're being very very in your face about a lot of these kinds of things, so that, again, they believe that they are getting momentum.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that they really are. I think that especially because of the socialism bent now, it is going to be a very stark contrast, and voters actually like that, though, Captain. I think voters want to have a clear choice.
Now, we had just before we came on, Richard R. Marine in Oregon chimed in, and he said he's been very busy lately. He said he spent all day in court as a translator for some of the cases where the illegals are being adjudicated in court. And I told him when he told me that, I said, okay, two words, deport them. He said, I wish we could, but we have a very liberal judge.
Well, that's probably sounds about right, and that's the thing. And we have a lot of activist judges, and this again is the whole point of the Supreme Court nominees, and not only Supreme Court, but throughout the land.
Hold the fort. We got to take a break, and folks, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tablet or smartphone, listen at conservativeradio.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. By the way, for all you folks here in the Tampa Bay area on Saturday, come on out to Moss Family Chevrolet. Yep, Moss Family Chevrolet, located at 16414 Northdale Mabry Highway, about 5 miles north of the football stadium on the left-hand side as you go north. And we're going to have a good old time there. I'm going to be there with Yvette Perez from our Radio Luz 768. AM Radio Luz, and we'll be there. We'll have a little tent set up there, and we'll be giving away a bunch of stuff. Plus, guess what? Take a test drive in one of those beautiful Chevrolet vehicles that they've got there, or even a certified pre-owned, and you will get a free meal from one of the best caterers in Tampa Bay. I'm not going to tell you who it is till you get there, but they've locked a deal with us. We're working with them right now, and they are absolutely top shelf, 100% all the time. Never need to worry about their food quality, and they've got plenty of places to go eat in the area, too. I'm telling you, I'm so excited about this because we were over at Mission Barbecue yesterday. They had a good crowd there on Waters Avenue. Now, fair reminder here, March the 29th, they're going to have a big Vietnam Veterans Appreciation Day up at Bruce B. Downs off the USF campus. I will be there for that. Matter of fact, I'll probably be the MC for the ceremonies is what they're telling me for that day. But we're looking forward to that. And a lot of other things that we got planned. Plus, Moss Nissan's going to keep me busy because early in the month of March, I'm headed back up to Crystal River from Moss Nissan. But anyway, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And Kyle, I want to thank you for something.
Sure.
I've just received some numbers here from the people that do our podcasting and the people that do our streaming. And we are now, our podcast on an average every day goes out to 146,000 people. That's more than some radio stations have listeners.
Wow, that is amazing. Congratulations on that. That's really cool.
And I got another number that's going to blow everybody away. When it comes to the streaming that's out there and people that are listening on the stream, just the internet across the country and around the world, we've reached numbers of 1.8 million people per night.
And that's only on the stream.
That's only on the stream.
Amazing. That is really something.
Yep.
I mean, that is great news.
Yep, and I just found out about that. So, I mean, I'm still sitting here going, holy smokes. But they send me that once a week, and they just send it to me. So there you go. And you're very much a part of that, Kyle, so we appreciate it. And we want to thank the people that are listening for what they do, because we can't do it without you.
Absolutely. I wholeheartedly agree. And thank you, Captain. It's an honor to be part of it.
All right. Well, let's go back to the dog pile here. Bill de Blasio. The gift that keeps on giving. I mean, he's socialist. I hope they just keep on talking. He says, there's plenty of money in this country, but it's all in the wrong hands.
Well, sure. Yeah, why, you know, they're just, like I said, they're just not holding back anymore. It's all, you know, what the socialists and these, well, he calls himself a progressive.
He's no more progressive than the man in the moon.
Well, exactly. But they fail to recognize, and perhaps maybe they do, but they just want to get their hands on the money. They want to get their hands on what people have produced.
Mm-hmm.
And just like in the old textbooks, they want to control the means of production. I mean, this is stuff that we learned about in history class, in civics class, of why, for example, the Soviet Union was like it was, or these failed systems in history. And it was always taught, at least when I was younger, it was always taught with the idea that, do you see what happens when you don't have freedom, when you don't have, people being able to be rugged individuals, and we all sort of work together, but not in the way that a Stalinist type regime would have you, quote unquote, work together at the best of the state. So this is important stuff, yeah.
And Debbie, who is somewhere in Tennessee, is chiming in on the Facebook page, and she's saying, Captain, how do we get rid of dead people and illegal aliens from voting? How do we get rid of them? Well, number one, my first thought is purge the voting rolls. Purge the voting rolls.
Purge the voting rolls. That's right. And also, of course, you know, we have a lot of attention on federal elections, senator and president and the House of Representatives and so on, or people that will be at the federal level. But we also need to make sure that we're always fielding candidates at the local levels and state houses and so forth that share your values and have that.
And see, things are different at the local and state level because, for example, they don't need to be an American citizen, as far as I know, which is why your state keeps getting people in there that are whatever. And the same thing with the Somalian congresswoman up there in Minnesota.
Yeah.
You know, that was a state qualification. And by the way, who qualifies the candidates running for office? Who determines who they are?
Who would that be?
The political party they're running for.
Right. Okay, yeah, exactly.
And if they do a damn poor job, then guess what? You wind up with a damn poor candidate who just might get elected, like Ocasio-Cortez, who I want to know who the hell voted her or vetted her.
Well, exactly right. Well, she was a kind of a unique case to some degree because she went out and was campaigning very vigorously. The person who had that congressional seat, it was considered a very safe congressional seat. They never really showed up. They never really came to any debates.
Well, if I remember right, the incumbent got himself in trouble in Washington, D.C.,
well,
some sort of trouble he got into.
Yeah, I believe so, and I know as well that again, there's just it was one of those things like you just become the congressman, the representative, and as long as things remain about equal, you keep getting reelected every 2 years. Well, Ocasio-Cortez was able to upend that, and now people are seeing, well, of course, now is she really representing her district, or does she just now have a national platform for her ridiculous nonsense?
Well, okay, and now I got to get into something else, because Allison Camerata, who's the former Fox News part-time wannabe conservative and now is a full-time liberal on CNN, interviewed Stacey Abrams, who is apparently going to run for Senate in Georgia. And listen to this conversation about the voting myths of illegal voters. Listen to this.
Your opponent, who was Secretary of State, had set up what you called an obstacle course for some voters to exercise their right to vote, including primarily African-American voters. And so, at the end of the day, do you think that the race was manipulated to the point of being stolen?
I believe that we did not have a fair fight in Georgia, and I'm excited to welcome congressional leadership to Georgia today to talk about the issues that not only face Georgia but face our nation. We see what's happening in North Carolina. We know about the accusations across the country. That's why I'm proud to be the founder and chair of Fair Fight Georgia, demanding a fair fight and the end of voter suppression. Voter fraud is largely a myth. It happens occasionally, but not sufficiently to focus as much on it as we do. But voter suppression is real. And we know that it is a wrong decision in a wrong direction for our country for people to doubt that their votes count.
All right, I'm going to stop it right there because I can't stand this woman and her thoughts, because voter suppression, as she calls it, and the fact that we do have people that are voting illegally, people that shouldn't be voting, dead people voting, people voting with other people's names, whatever. I mean, it goes on. This is what the Democrats do. We know it.
Well, sure. And so why aren't we hearing calls for comprehensive voting analysis, voting reform?
Purge the rolls.
Well, exactly.
And by the way, when we tried it down in Florida, Rick Scott tried it. There was a court came in, a liberal judge came in and said, oh, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. No, you can't take dead people. Are you kidding me? You can't take dead people off the voting rolls.
Yeah, well, then how else would operatives vote 3, 4, or 5 times in an election? I mean, I guess you're...
In different states using the same name.
Exactly.
And some of that showed up last time around.
Exactly. And then also the other thing that she's setting up, of course, is the idea that, well, if I don't win the Senate, well, then there was other voter fraud and there was voter suppression and all that. And we've really got to get away from this. We've got to get away from the I didn't win because of some other force that was against me and not because I couldn't sway the voters, because you never hear the Democrats or the liberal activists saying, well, so-and-so didn't win in their congressional district and they were Republican. Let's investigate that. You know, you never hear that. It's only when Democrats lose.
Here's your question for the next segment, and don't take too long to think about it, but you're going to have a break to think about it. Why isn't Andrew McCabe being charged for releasing classified information? You do know he did that.
Well, yes, of course. So, well, again, I mean, we live in a very, very different sort of universe now than we did not all that long ago. And because of the way that the things can't hit critical mass.
Well, when we come back, we're going to hear Jason Chaffetz talking about this. We're going to hear McCabe himself. And we're also going to hear some other people that are questioning why is it Andrew McCabe being charged with releasing classified information, which he did not only in his book, but also on television and radio. And we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight, because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president is denying a New York Times report that he asked the former acting attorney general to put an ally in charge of the case involving his former fixer, Michael Cohen. Matt Whitaker told Congress the president never pressured him to intervene in the Mueller investigation or any other. The Times reports the president asked Whitaker to replace the man overseeing the New York-based prosecution of his former lawyer, Michael Cohen.
I don't know who gave you that. That's more fake news.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler says the former acting AG must come back to, quote, clarify his testimony. A House committee is launching an investigation into whistleblower claims that White House officials wanted to share nuclear technology with Saudi Arabia. This was despite objections from national security and ethics officials. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Weekday mornings at 9 on AM 930, The Answer.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and my buddy Wayne Allyn Root is going under the knife today. If his show's going to be on TV tonight on Newsmax, it'll be recorded, or maybe Joe Pags will be doing it. I don't know. How, I forget how they work that out. But we wish him well, and we hope that he does okay with his surgery he's going to have, and he'll be back next week for kidney stones is what he's telling me. But this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at DR Mold Solutions. Now, DR Mold Solutions did some work for me and helped me out because I had a mold problem in my home. I bought an older home, as most of you know. I fixed it up back in 2010, and I was thinking about selling it, which is why I did what I did, but I wound up living in it. And I found out I had mold in there. Now, mold can cause things like asthma, itchy eyes, kidney disease, respiratory issues, depression, headaches, and a whole bunch more. So why would you want to put your family at risk? You can have a sterile environment in your home or office with an EPA and FDA-approved method that kills mold, and it's effective against bacteria and viruses like the flu and the norovirus. So call my friends at DR Mold Solutions. 727-692-9622 to have a healthy environment. Again, the number is 727-692-9622. And tell them the captain sent you. DR Mold Solutions. We kill the mold. And speaking of killing, we got the professor of politics right here, Kyle Warren. And Kyle, you know, we were talking off air, and I gave you a little challenge to think about here, and that was Andrew McCabe. Now, I want you to, and why Andrew McCabe has not been prosecuted for sharing classified information that he not only put in print in his book, and it is still classified, I might add, but he also has been talking about it on the television and radio shows he's been on. Now, listen to Jason Chavez, who, by the way, was the, I believe he was the chairman of the committee at the time when McCabe appeared in before Congress. But listen to Jason Chavez going back and forth with Sandra Smith on Fox.
Finally, I got to ask you about the whole process by which he said he went to congressional leaders, he told them about the investigation, and he went on the record as saying, Jason, that no one in the Gang of Eight objected to this counterintelligence investigation of Donald Trump. He said, I told Congress what we had done. No one objected. His words.
Yeah, no, I think that's something that Lindsey Graham specifically should be asking him about. I also think that Lindsey Graham and the prosecutors within the Department of Justice should be challenging Mr. McCabe. What he did on 60 Minutes is he shared information that is obviously classified. He should be prosecuted for that. You can't just go into the meeting, tell the world what the FBI was informing the president, the discussions that were in a classified setting. You can't do that, even if it's secondhand knowledge. And you have to be prosecuted for that. We have the same problem time and time again, inappropriately sharing classified information.
Right, well, we'll see where it goes. We know Graham is already calling on McCabe and others to testify over this. We will leave it there for now. Jason Chaffetz, thank you.
Well, there you go. Why isn't McCabe, why has he not been prosecuted for the stuff that he's released? And if it were you or me, Kyle, we'd already be in handcuffs.
Oh, absolutely. Well, certainly up to this point, nothing has happened. But, of course, now we have a new attorney general in William Barr who may take a different view of this kind of thing and may want to try to expand on it. But generally speaking, what Jason Chaffetz there was talking about was this, again, this idea that it's becoming sort of, you know, nonchalant talking about classified things. And why would it be? For example, if Andrew McCabe came out and said, well, so we had to go away. We talked to Obama, and this is what Obama said in a closed-door meeting and classified setting. The media would just be up in arms about that. But somehow, because it's about Trump, because it has to do with the idea, well, let's get the 25th Amendment and all this stuff going, then all that's okay. And so it will never be spun, at least in the media side, to ever hit any kind of critical mass. In fact, if Barr announced tomorrow we're going to prosecute Andrew McCabe, there will be a huge uproar, because that's sort of the way that the things have been sort of rearranged now.
All right, now we're going to go to the border. We're going to talk about the border. Our former governor, Rick Scott, who's now the junior senator, that sounds funny, but he's now the junior senator from the state of Florida, was on Fox again yesterday talking about the president and why he had to declare a national emergency. By the way, you could have declared a national emergency on the things that I know are going on in the seaports in the state of Florida. So there, put that one in your pipe and smoke it, America. But listen to this.
I want to move on to the lawsuit now, 16 states going up against the president and his plan to declare a national emergency to secure funding for the border wall. Where does this fight ultimately go? The president predicted this would happen, Senator.
I'm so disappointed in the Democrats. I went down to the border, talked to Border Patrol a little over a week ago. What do they need? They need more agents. They need more technology. The technology is very old, and they need some barriers. The barriers where they need it is to get operational control where people are coming across. That's what they need. And the Democrats, of course, stopped it. The president didn't have a choice. His job is to keep our country safe. So is it the first thing everybody wants to do to have the president declare an emergency? No. But he's got to secure our border. He's got to do this to keep us all safe.
And I have been on that border, Kyle, over 100 times over the many years that I went back and forth down through there. I did some work for the DHS when we were out there checking to see what was going on, where it was going on, the ports of entry, et cetera, and all that sort of stuff. And I'm here to tell you, the same problems that were going on then are still going on now, because there's areas where you've either got a strand of barbed wire, one strand, I might add, or maybe two strands, or guess this, Kyle, open grazing range where there ain't nothing there. They just walk across.
They just walk across. Exactly. And so, you know, I think, you know, across the highways and byways of the land, Captain, the people, they just either, they're sort of marveling at either there's a, it's got to be one of two things. Either the party elite and the Democrats, they have a total disconnect about what you were just talking about just then, that they somehow just can't compute that, or they understand it fully and they don't care because they believe that, again, it's politically expedient for them. And so, either one is terrible. It's a terrible conclusion. But what the ultimate result is, of course, is things get destabilized. Not only do we see economic impacts of lowering of wages and these kinds of things, but it destabilizes things to the very degree that somebody like Bernie Sanders or what he's advocating, now people start to say, yeah, we can just tear down the Constitution, put something back in its place that's totally all about justice and et cetera, et cetera. So it's working to somebody's political advantage. And the people across the highways and byways, I think, see that. They smell a rat.
Yeah, by the way, that also includes the northern border. There's areas on the northern border where you can literally walk across, and all you see is a little, like, guardrail curb thing right there. It says U.S. border, Canadian border. And I'm serious. That's the way it is. And then you got to drive a mile or two or three or four, whatever, to get to the port of entry. All right. Now, I also want to talk about socialism, because, again, I'll use Rick Scott as the example. Talked about socialism yesterday.
This is all happening, by the way. The president's vow there and his very strong message to the military is happening as Democrats back at home in the United States are vowing messages of Medicare for all, free college tuition, minimum wage increases, even guaranteed basic income in some circumstances. The president was clearly yesterday trying to draw a stark contrast from some of those messages that we're hearing here at home.
Well, socialism has never worked. It's been discredited. It's evil. I mean, think about it in my case. I started school living in public housing, and I was able to build businesses. You can't do that in Venezuela. We're not sitting like we are, well, like they are in Venezuela with socialism, where 80% of these kids under five have malnutrition. I mean, these Democrats have gone off a deep end. They say they're progressive. No, it's regressive. It hurts the poorest families. That's exactly what they've done in Venezuela. At one time, Venezuela, I think, had the highest GDP per capita in all of South America. And now, what, 3 million people have left? You look at how many people have come to the United States, how many people have come to Colombia, how many people have gone anywhere around the world to get away from Maduro.
Isn't that the truth?
Well, sure, exactly. History is just... it shows these kinds of things. And, you know, on the most serious side, of course, what they're talking about, Captain, is they're talking about creating a totalitarian state. That's the ultimate goal of their endeavors, because that's the only thing they ever could do, because they have to make sure that they manage everything, basically. That's on the serious side. On the not so serious side, you can kind of think about it like this. The people who are promising you free stuff and free everything and all free tuition and basic income and all this Medicare for all, etc. These are like the same people that send you those emails saying that you're a prince.
Tell us how to hear your show, please, before we run out of time.
Of course. Yeah, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tonight on the radio, and I'm telling you what, we're just getting fired up, so keep that fire and passion going today.
I will.
All right. This is the captain, everybody, Matt Bruce, and we're talking on the Captain's America Third Watch, a live radio show that emanates now until 6 a.m. Eastern Time all across the country. And if you like what you're hearing and your local radio station isn't playing it, call up their program director and
what would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Just go.
Weekday mornings at 6 on AM 930. The Answer.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind.
All righty, that's Merle Haggard and the original theme from the television show Moving On with Will and Sonny, one of the original truck driving programs on television many moons ago, and that's an oldie but goodie. You can still find it on one of those old classic channels, probably late at night. I've seen it a couple times in the middle of the night when I've been up my night off or whatnot, just watching TV for the heck of it. All right, here we go. I'm going to read you the statement. A strengthening eastern storm will bring areas of heavy snow and ice from the Midwest to the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast Wednesday through Thursday before tapering off Thursday night. Further south, several inches of heavy rain are forecast Wednesday into the weekend, and this may lead to river flooding and flash flooding across the Mid-South. Now, we're talking about heavy rain right now in Kentucky, in Tennessee, in the northwest part of Georgia, in the northern part of Alabama, in the northern part of Mississippi, and the eastern part of Arkansas tonight. And by the way, we've got some tornado warnings up on the Arkansas Louisiana border, southeastern border tonight, as well as the central part of the country. I believe Catwoman and Road Dog, who were coming down from Marion, Illinois, told us that they had been in snow and ice earlier coming out of Lafayette, Indiana, and they've been in some severe weather. And you just got a little bit more to go, kiddo, and then you guys will be out of it, because Arkansas, northwestern Arkansas, has got snow moving across. But let me get right to the roads. I-94, I-80, I-70, I-64, I-40, and even I-20 from Arkansas. Texas. Eastern Texas, parts of Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, east over into Georgia, you're going to have some problems tonight, depending on the weather and the rain and the temperature. Now, Al just told us that they've had 4 inches of snow up there in Nebraska, and that they called their work was called off tonight. They called it a snow day. I think the snow is pretty much over for you guys in Nebraska, unless you're to the east. There's a winter storm warning in the Omaha-Lincoln area, on down to the Missouri line, on down into Kansas. You've got snow across most of the state of Kansas, the eastern part of Colorado, southwestern part of Colorado in the mountains, a winter storm warning, some snow in the eastern part of South Dakota, some snow in the very tip, southeastern tip of North Dakota. Minnesota tonight, you've got snow in the Twin Cities. You've got a winter storm warning in the south central part all the way down down into Iowa, which is totally immersed in a winter storm warning. And then, as I said, the eastern part of Nebraska, winter storm warning, eastern part of Kansas, northwestern part of Missouri, winter storm warning. Snow is falling in most of Wisconsin, most of Illinois, except for the severe weather to the extreme southern tip of Illinois, where you've got some tornado warnings up and some differences in temperature with ice and rain mixed, and sleet also in the mix. Michigan, at least half of Michigan is immersed in snow tonight, and Indiana, most of you are in snow in Indiana, Ohio. Most of you are in snow there. Pennsylvania, New York State, the lake effect snow machines back in effect again. New York Thruway, you'll have troubles there. I-81, I-87, you'll have problems there. I-76, the Pennsylvania Turnpike, There's a winter storm warning coming out of the Allegheny Tunnel for the southern part of Pennsylvania all the way over towards Allentown. Also, a winter storm warning up and down I-81 from Pennsylvania all the way down to the mountains of West Virginia and I-77, too, where you've got snow in a lot of the higher elevations west of Charlottesville, Virginia, tonight. And snow, it looks like going to be some in Jersey, some snow in parts of Connecticut, western part of Massachusetts, southern part of Vermont. And all of that is moving east in the swarm of a big storm. Now, not to be outdone, out west, here we go again. Seattle, to the east of Seattle, Snoqualmie, snow. The mountains of Washington State, a winter storm warning above 5,000 feet. You've got snow in Idaho. 4th of July, you've got a general snowfall up there and across half of Montana tonight. Winter storm warning, southeastern corner of Washington State, northwestern corner of Idaho, northeastern corner of Oregon, and Medford, Oregon, down to the California line tonight, I-5 and higher elevations. Winter storm warning there with a general snowfall everywhere else, including across most of Nevada. And by the way, it kind of looks like as if, again, Las Vegas, Nevada may be getting some more snow tonight because it's totally immense from Kingman, Arizona, over east to Flagstaff. Winter storm warning, western Arizona tonight. General snow, ice, and freezing rain and sleet mix going east out of there across I-40, I-10, I-8. You've got some severe weather down there. There's a mixture of rain. There's a mixture of ice to the east of Tucson up in a higher elevation. Same thing applies in the desert, upper desert of California coming east and the mountainous areas east of Los Angeles and San Diego. And Colorado, you're not out of the woods tonight. Southwestern Colorado, winter storm warning there. Other than that, not looking too bad. Wyoming, you've got snow, Laramie to Cheyenne. It might be a little interesting going over I-80 tonight. You've also got icy road conditions and high winds in the western part of Wyoming, which are going to make life interesting as that storm from the west continues to move to the east. And not to be outdone, Florida, we're looking good down here. 85-degree weather down here, looking good for the next several days. And if you want to take a vacation, folks, now's the time to put it in the wind and come to Florida. Beautiful week ahead. Beautiful, beautiful, gorgeous week ahead with fantastic temperatures every day. Now, going across I-10 west, going across west of Alabama into Mississippi, you're going to have fog. Fog through Louisiana, New Orleans, patchy fog going on over all the way to Beaumont, Texas tonight along I-10. So keep that in mind when you're driving. And boy, there is a mouthful for you when you talk about the weather. We've got some really bad weather tonight out there for the truckers to have to endure and anybody that's traveling that way. And by the way, check your airplane flights, too. There's going to be some cancellations out of this. Now, I get to talk about something that I love doing. I love getting out and seeing the people, no matter how we do it. Like last night at the Tampa Trump Club, had a big crowd there, shook a lot of hands, met some new folks, and met a lot of old friends there, too. And I was there with two of our posse, John and Bill, who are around quite a bit. And they were also over at Mission Barbecue event for lunch yesterday, too, and they both made it there last night for the Tampa Trump Club, and I know both of them were quite impressed with what they heard being said. But Saturday, February 23rd, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., it's the grand opening celebration at Moss Family Chevrolet at 16414. I'll get it right in a minute. Got my number switched around. 16414 Northdale Mabry. And we'll be there. Yvette Perez and myself will be there from 11 to 2. And here's what's going to happen. If you show up to take a test drive, and Sue said she was going to bring Karen with her, and they were going to test drive a Corvette. So there you go. And if you do that, you're going to get a nice free lunch from one of the best caterers of barbecue in the entire area. I guarantee it. And they're also friends of the show, and they're doing some cross advertising with us, cross promoting. So there you go. Now I'm giving you a clue. All right, I'll be right back with more. Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, coming up. It's a great night here in Tampa and a great night across Florida. Like I said, if you're up there freezing in a snowstorm, come on.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.